Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Two unrelated homicides within 18 hours have put the city of Brockton on edge. In the first murder, 74-year-old Lee Harmon was bludgeoned to death Tuesday night. Police are still searching for a suspect. Police have arrested a suspect in the second killing, the fatal stabbing of a man in his 40s, which happened yesterday morning. The suspect was shot after a confrontation with police in Abington. He's now being treated at a hospital. To talk about the ramifications of these murders in Brockton, we turn this morning to Shazi Dawalibi, editor of the Brockton Enterprise. Shazi, good morning, and thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Bob.
Two killings in less than 24 hours. The city must be on edge. What have the reactions been among residents?
Well, unfortunately, residents have been through similar incidents like this over the past, I would say, 8 to 10 years. They have decided to hold a peace march yet again on Sunday, I believe. And I think there was a sense of frustration among the residents of the city that they have to live through this time and again.
The murder of Lee Harmon, said to be absolutely brutal. According to some media reports, the weapon was a hammer, though officials aren't confirming that. Are these crimes, are these murders an anomaly? What are the recent trends regarding violent crime in Brockton?
Well, unfortunately, this belies the recent trends. Last year, 2012, there were six homicides in the city. It has been somewhat erratic over the past 10 years, but we've not hit double digits since 2007, which really was its peak. Unfortunately, this year looks like we're going to be at an all-time high.
Safety is an issue in the Brockton mayoral race right now. How do these murders underscore the key challenges for the candidates and for the city?
Well, for the candidates, of course, there is always political fallout from any type of disturbance like this or public safety emergency. And I don't use that word lightly, but I do think we're getting close to having a public safety emergency in the city. In terms of the residents, the challenges for the city have been very much on two prongs. One, economic, as with many of the gateway cities or older factory cities. But the second has been one of an image, that Brockton is not a safe place or a good place in which to live. The reality is not that. The perception among anyone who lives outside of the city limits has, I think, been very detrimental to any type of renaissance in the city.
Brockton has been trying to scrub off that reputation as a rough city. So you think city officials and maybe residents view these two very unfortunate violent crimes as a setback then?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt that anyone related or who cares about Brockton sees this as a setback because, of course, outside of us and now a recommissioned radio, local radio station, city radio station, really Brockton is outside of the Boston and or Providence media circle.
So then let me ask you, are there complaints in the city about the fact that the big media, so to speak, don't come to Brockton to cover the news unless something bad happens like a pair of murders?
Absolutely. Actually, there are complaints about the Enterprise and that we do highlight the negative things that happen in the city instead of the positive. We're very aware of that as the local media on the ground and work diligently to present a more equitable view of life in Brockton, not just the horrific and the headline-grabbing.
So then, are there worries that these two murders will have some long-lasting impact on the city's image?
I think the worry is that it is a setback on what has been a long-lasting concern about reimagining what Brockton is and or could be.
Shazi Dawalibi, editor of the Brockton Enterprise, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure to be with you, Bob.